Hey everyone, it's Dr. Jonathan Lotson here, and I'm so excited to have this opportunity to share with you. If you haven't joined us before, you are in for a treat, and I want you to know that what you're about to hear is about to change your life. Your leadership journey is about to go to new heights. It's about to go to new levels because of you, because you have taken the time to listen, to learn, and to equip yourself to be even better, to be even greater, to really influence those who you are around to be the very best leader that you can be. I hope you're ready, because I'm ready. So without further ado, let's get prepared. Let's tune in so that we can grow and fulfill the mandate that we have on our life to be great, exceptional, awesome leaders. Let's go. So as normal, what we normally do, for those who've been joining us for some time, we'll highlight what we talked about yesterday, and then we'll get right into the discussion on today. And so for those who are with us, you're familiar with what we talked about yesterday, but for those who are new or just need a refresher, we're just going to briefly talk about it. So yesterday, we talked about, talked from the topic, dare yourself. We talked about, we all know the game in which we were children, true for the dare. But sometimes that wouldn't quite get us to move. And so sometimes we'll say, I'll double dog dare you. And that type of dare is what I'm talking about, is imperative to your leadership. Because if you're going to go to the next level and go into uncharted territory, go into uncomfortable places, you have to double dog dare yourself. You have to dare yourself, make yourself do that. And so the homework was to reimagine your future and pursue your goals despite fear. We talked about how fear often stands in the way of doing some great things. And we also talked about the importance of leaders knowing that if they're going to do great things, they can't wait for fear to leave. If leaders are going to do great things, if entrepreneurs are going to go and get new clients, do great things, if whatever you're trying to aspire to do, it is not going to happen if you're waiting on fear to leave. Instead, great leaders, they look at fear and say, listen, you can stay if you want, but I'm going to do what I need to do anyway. And so that's what we talked about yesterday. So let's get right on into it today. Today, it is something very interesting. And for those who can see the title on Facebook, you'll see that for the first time we have part one. And so I hope to deal with this a little bit more, maybe tomorrow. And maybe the day after that, because this is such a massive topic that I think we really need to take some time with. And I'm really not going to go all the way deep into the topic, but I do want to go a little bit beyond just scratching the surface. And today we're going to talk about the ego. Leaders need to work on their ego. It doesn't matter if you are in ministry, if you're in the business field, whatever you are. If you are a human being, that means that we have an ego. However, contrary to popular belief, the ego is healthy. A good ego, it should be healthy. It could be healthy and it should be healthy. And so what I'm going to be talking about, and I'll be using my book, Effective Leadership, for this one on today. What we're going to be talking about here is from my chapter called Support. I open up the chapter dealing with the importance of recognizing that your ego is not all bad. And so we're going to deal with that on this morning, talking about how our egos are, it's not a bad thing. Matter of fact, having a good ego, a healthy ego, it's imperative to being successful leaders. And so there is a positive side. There's a positive side of our ego. And our healthy ego, once again, it is necessary. So let me go ahead and dive right in. And good morning to all of you all joining on Instagram. And so ego, I'm going to turn to this page and I'm going to read this for you. A healthy ego, defined as a proper sense of oneself, is essential to personal and relational happiness. Furthermore, an individual with a grounded sense of their own personal power is more likely to stay determined, to stay hopeful, to stay believing and empathetically engaged to their compassion for themselves and others. And so a healthy ego, it goes beyond just one's feelings for oneself. a healthy ego, it goes beyond one's feelings or attitudes towards themselves. But a healthy ego, it enhances your ability to be empathetically engaged and show compassion to others. And so that is a big major component and a big difference between one's ego who is that is going high and is going out of control and into the negative side of an ego. That goes to the negative side opposed to the positive side or a healthy side of an ego. If your ego moves from being about you to move into a place in which you can be more compassionate about others, you know, you want to watch yourself for others' sake. You want to make sure that you are being your best self for others' sake. If it moves into that place in which you can be compassionate about others, you become more on the healthy side of the ego. And so we want to keep that in mind. And a healthy ego, it allows you, watch this, not to be threatened by others. A healthy ego, it allows you not to be jealous of others. It allows you and helps you rather to realize that you do not have to be, you don't have to push others down for you to go up. And that's a major thing that we see in society. I know that you all watching, you may have met at least one person who felt the need that in order for them to get to the next level, in order for them to go higher, that you had to go lower. That's an ego issue. And so that is something that we have to be mindful of, because having a healthy ego and being concerned about others, then you are not trying to push others down in order for you to come up. A healthy ego, it allows one to have compassion and a desire to help others. And so we talked about several times the need for leaders to do all that they can do, to be all that they can be, to know all that they can know, not so that they can brag and be braggadocious and do this and that, but it's really a desire to give it back, to help others. God gives us gifts. God gives us knowledge. God gives us wisdom and so many other things. But I always say this, that God gives us gifts, but the gifts that we get from God is given to us, but it's for others. And so we have to keep that in mind, that because it's for others, because our giftings are going to help others and their gifts are going to help us, we have to know that we all play a role in the success of one another. And that if we're going to go to the next level, if we're going to be the best that we can be, we have to keep that in mind, that we're supposed to be helping others, which can assist in helping us to suppress our ego. Because we have to have a healthy ego. We don't want to get into a place in which our ego gets out of control, okay? So we have to keep that in mind. All right, another thing I want to highlight to you is ego is healthy in the sense of its ability to feel you, to feel you. And so we have to keep that in mind. So let me read another portion of this book. And I think it's really going to open up our eyes. Ego has the ability to fuel a sense of determination, which is imperative for successful leaders. I'm going to read this again. Ego has the ability to fuel a sense of determination, which is imperative for success. Ego, it gives you the drive, the determination to do great things. Even in the midst of hard times, or even in the midst of you don't want to do something, that ego, a healthy ego is what we're talking about on today. A healthy ego is going to drive you. It's going to push you to do the great things that you know that you need to do. And so it's imperative that we keep in mind that, you know, don't get rid of your ego. Your ego, it has a role. It has a purpose. And so if we keep this in our minds, then we would know that it is beneficial to us. And it, like I said, it will push us and determine and get us to a place in which we have great determination. And so we want to keep that in mind. God bless you, Pastor Young, and to all you all who've joined us. Thank you so much. And so we want to keep this in our minds, okay? And in the book, we deal with a portion on Sigmund Freud and his idea. And if you're interested in ego and knowing how this ego thing really works, I want to suggest to you that you dig into the book and you read that section. It's not too heavy. And then if you want a little bit more, if you really engage in the material, you go ahead and just look it up. Because in this ego, there are certain levels to this thing. You have your ID, or your personality, that you're the thing that you were born with, the things that you were surrounded with, your way of living. You have your super ego. And you have your reality, and it goes into so many things in the ego, the mind, and so on. It is so fascinating. But I really want us to be cognizant of the desire to be better. I want us to have a desire to be better, because when it comes down to our ego, you probably met somebody just like this. A lot of things that happen, or a lot of the ways in which they act out is really internal. Something is going on the inside of them. And so we want to make sure that we are intentional about being better, because then we will look for what we need to fix. You know, we'll look at what we need to be working on. It is often said that we all have two ages, meaning we have our age in which we are right now, whatever age you are right now, and then you have a age in which dramatic things happen to you, dramatic things happen in your life, and it's sticking with you. And so we want to keep that in mind. And so, Pastor Young, we're dealing with this book that I wrote, Effective Leadership, Top 10 Areas Every Christian Leader Needs to Consider When Moving Towards Effective Leadership. And so we want to make sure that we're being intentional. And so we're going to get to that in our homework assignment. And so the next thing I want to read, that we have to wrestle. If you're going to allow your ego to be healthy, you have to wrestle with keeping it healthy. Okay, I want to read this last excerpt for you. It says, "A proper approach to the idea of ego is essential for leaders who must constantly wrestle with the challenge of keeping their ego positive and healthy." I'm gonna read this one more time. "A proper approach to the idea of ego is essential for leaders who must constantly wrestle with the challenge of keeping their ego positive and healthy." For those who know me, you also know that I am a preacher. And so, with that being said, I just feel inclined to just pull in a biblical text, because, or pull in a spiritual aspect to this. We wrestle with our flesh every single day. And it's the job of the Christian, of the believer, to put their flesh into subjection, meaning that even though I'm wrestling with these thoughts, even though I'm wrestling with these desires, and watch this, even if I want to do it is the job of the believer to put those things under subjection and to say that I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go there. And in like fashion, that is the way we all leaders have to keep in mind with their ego. Your ego is going to make you want to do certain things. It's going to make you want to say certain things, but it's your job to put that under subjection. It doesn't mean that you don't want to do it, but here it comes to a place in which it's imperative for leaders to be mature. It's imperative for leaders to say, listen, yes, this is a reality. Yes, this is what I may be feeling. This is what I may be thinking, but I'm going to put it under subjection. I'm going to suppress it. Because when we suppress our leader ego, then we stay in a healthy side or a healthy framework of leadership, and then we're able to move and to do great things. And so I want you to keep that in your mind, because our own, and like I previously stated, there are some things that we haven't even dealt with that are controlling or influencing, rather, our life. There's so many things that we haven't even considered. We probably don't even remember it very well, that is having an input in our life and in our decisions. And so we have to keep that in mind, that that's just reality. And our ego is something that we must work on and try to always have a healthy side of our ego. And so we have to keep that in mind, okay? That our egos, that they have a mind of its own, but it's our job to wrestle with it. To make sure that it remains healthy. It's also imperative for us to wrestle with our ego to ensure that it doesn't get out of hand. If we have to make sure that our ego does not get out of hand. And so our homework on today is going to point to that, on how important it is for us to make sure that we do that. And so I want to encourage you, to look into our ego as a healthy thing. Look into our ego as something that is imperative for being successful. Because on the flip side, if you don't have an ego, you don't have any determination. You don't have any desire to be better, or you feel as if you're not good enough, which was something that we talked about yesterday, then you will not get anything done. And so we have to make sure that we stay in the center of the road, if you will, and make sure that we allow ourselves to go straight down that path and don't go to the left or to the right into dangerous territories of our ego. We want to make sure that we stay in the center of the road and do all that we can do to deal with our ego and make sure we have a healthy ego. So I want you all to join me tomorrow because I'm going to make a turn and dive into the other side of our ego, in which many people, more people than not, deal with, and that is the negative side of the ego and the need for our ego to be suppressed in order to get to the next level. All right, and so we'll deal with that on tomorrow. And so as we conclude on today, there is just two more things that we must do before we head out, and that is give our homework and for us to pray. And so for our homework, I want you all to consider identifying things that occur when your ego starts to rise. What are those things that happen when your ego begins to rise? Because the truth of the matter is, there are things in our lives, as I've stated, that we just haven't dealt with, and they come out in our ego, and they come out in our life, they come out in our leadership. And so in order to get ahead of the curve, it's imperative that we identify the things that occurs when our ego begins to rise. Because once we know what those things are, then we're able to address them immediately and begin to head in the right direction. So I want you to consider, identify the things that occur when your ego starts to rise. And just look at yourself, examine yourself, and then we'll be able to address it when it happens. And so it doesn't continue to grow and grow and grow. The ego is something that is fed. And the more we feed the ego, the bigger it grows. However, if we make sure that we are addressing the negative side of our ego, then only the healthy side of the ego will remain. And so we have to keep that in mind. And so identify the things that occur when your ego starts to rise up. Do you become aggressive? Do you become angry? Do you become snappy? Are you over opinionated? Are you quick to make decisions? Are you ignoring others and you're just getting the habit of saying, "I got it, I got it, I got it"? Are you easily offended? Whatever it is, I just want you to take your time, identify these things, and I want you to be truthful, honest with you. Sometimes it's good to be in groups, but for this exercise, I want you to be alone. I want you to be by yourself. Because if we're by ourselves, we don't have to worry about anybody judging us or anything like that. It's just your task to be brutally honest with yourself and know that what you are doing is a great thing, and it's going to position you to reach even greater success. All right. So let's go ahead and close in prayer. Again, thank you so much for joining me. God, in Jesus' name, we thank you so very much for this morning session, this time together. And I pray, oh God, that something I said, that it was thought-provoking, and it puts in the mind of everyone watching the desire to be better and a broader view to our ego. I thank you, God, for just moving us and pushing us, because we all need to be pushed. We all need to be moved and shaken to be even better. God, I pray that you continuously be with us all day long. Thank you for this morning, all day long, and declare that we will have healthy egos, that we will suppress the negative side of our ego. And I declare that today is going to be the start of a bright new future for us and for those who work with us to fulfill our purpose in life. That's my prayer in Jesus' name. Thank God and amen. Again, I hope and pray that you enjoyed our time this morning, and please share this and let others who are in your circles hear this and let it open up to a great discussion. Get their thoughts ordered. Ask your friends, do they feel as if there's a healthy side of ego, or is it all negative to them, or whatever? Go ahead and let's start dialoguing with this, because when we dialogue and talk about things, we become more enlightened ourselves. Again, I want you to have a fabulous day, and thank you so much for joining me on this morning. Peace and blessings until we meet again tomorrow, and have a fabulous day. God be with you.
Hey, I really hope that you enjoyed our podcast on today. If you know any leaders out there who are looking for something that could make them think, that can encourage them and inspire them on their leadership journey, please invite them to tune into this podcast and make sure that you are subscribing so that you will instantly be aware of everything that is coming on this podcast. And trust me, you want to be connected to us and to this podcast. Listen, if I can be of any assistance to you, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can email me at info@jonathanlotson.com, or you can go to my website, jonathanlotson.com, and there you will find the various ways in which we can connect. If you are in need of coaching, let me know. If you or your organization, your church, your ministry, or what have you, is in need of consulting, please contact me so we can get together so that we can journey through life together and be the best leaders that we can be. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Dr. Jonathan Lotson, and I look forward to the next podcast. And until then, make sure that you are fulfilling your mandate that God has given you for this world, for this time. Peace and blessings. Have an awesome, splendid, fabulous day. God bless.